This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour two. A lot of football coming up. NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now. A couple of different Falcons discussions in 20 minutes as well. Back page with Bo at 12:40. We'll react a little bit to the golf weekend as well. That was both TGL and PGA Tour at 12:40 for a minute. Also, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and
you,
start packing.
Dude, I just saw something, and we were talking about the NBA All-Star and Draymond, what he said. And for some reason, the algorithm, they had a highlight of Draymond. There's nothing funnier than that dude, man. I'm talking about the kicking of the people and everything.
The whole
it was like a 3-minute clip, but
just the highlight reel,
highlight of Draymond acting a fool. That we talking about disliking people and everything like that. Like how he had Rudy Gobert in that chokehold.
Yeah,
did not like him.
No, absolutely.
Like yeah,
he was waiting.
Yes.
For his moment.
Yes.
For years.
Yes.
So I don't know what it was that really sent him over the edge.
Yes.
But he, like a serial killer.
Yes.
Like a cold, calculated serial killer, decided to bide his time and wait. And as soon as he saw it, he jumped right in there and got Rudy in that chokehold. Yeah, he did.
And then the dude he chased down, like he turned the ball over in at his end and then runs all the way down and just tackles the dude.
Yep.
Like, why, Dre?
He's got anger problems.
Dre got problems.
Got
man.
Anger issues.
But you just sit there watching him.
I mean, they suspended him last year so he could go to counseling for anger issues. Like, you know how bad you have to be for your job to be like, all right, we're gonna
pay you
paid leave. Paid leave.
But you got to get some help.
You got to get some training.
You got to get some help, dog. Because this dude, he has stepped on Sabonis. Like,
yeah.
How did you think that was gonna like?
He kicked Steven Adams right in the junk.
I mean, just. Flailing and just right in it.
Right in it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got problems, man. It's very funny. It's very, very funny.
But like, you know, don't we need guys like that, though, a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times the things that you value in sports the highest are the things that in real life you wouldn't like at all.
Yes.
Like the things you say about the guy, he's a killer. All he wants to do is win and he'll stop at nothing. He's a sociopath when it comes to winning. It's like, yeah, that's right. I don't want to be friends with that guy.
No,
that sounds awful.
But we
love that kind of stuff with
but
athletes.
He predicted them winning. They said we win the championship.
What did he do? He did that?
Yeah, that's what Dre said. Yeah, he predicted they win the championship.
Huh.
Good for you, Dre.
Well, it's going to be a tall task.
Yeah.
They've been better with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but Jimmy's 41 damn free throws since he's been there.
Yeah, he's been getting to the line.
Damn.
For sure.
That's unbelievable.
He changes their whole team. Now, I don't know if he changes them into a championship
team. I can't see it.
But yeah, it's a good trade.
But I like the trade. I like the trade for Jimmy. I just want to because they haven't had a whole offseason. That's the one thing about ball. It's like after a while in training camp, you get tired of hitting the same guy, practicing the same guy. And then that's when the tempers flare and all those different things. Like, I'm sure the same thing happens in NBA training camps. I'm pretty sure like he's going to be chasing Steph off of a screen and Draymond's going to shoulder check him.
Yeah.
And then that's all you need because that's all Jimmy needs. Jimmy needs a shoulder check. And he's going to go back to Crazy Jimmy.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Crazy again.
Yeah.
Crazy Jimmy is the Jimmy you like.
Yes.
Like him going into full nut mode in the playoffs is the thing that makes him great.
Yes.
That's what we like about these guys. We don't have enough of them anymore. There's like half the guys in the league used to have a screw.
We need some Xavier McDaniels.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
damn right we do.
Yeah, we need another Xavier.
Even like the stars.
Charles Oakley.
But like, yeah, like, okay. But like the stars, though. Like even the stars. Like it was Dr. J and Moses Malone had Larry Bird in a headlock.
They put their ass.
Those are three of the best players in the history of the NBA.
Yes.
Put him in a headlock. I'm going to punch him while you have him.
And hold him tight.
Hold him. I'm going to get him.
And Rose held him tight.
Yeah.
And Dr. J was peppering him.
It was just. Yeah, it was just peppering him with jabs. It was great. I don't know. Maybe that's not great. Maybe that was bad. Maybe it's bad to encourage that, but I liked it. I was too young to watch it when it was happening, but I liked the highlights of
it.
Yeah. I mean, I like that stuff.
But would that make the game better?
Because here's why. Because the things that led to that were what made the game great.
Yes.
Because it wasn't just like pulling up for threes for 45 minutes and then you get tired of somebody
because
they didn't like your Instagram post. That was years of bubbling anger because they couldn't get over the top against him. He kept beating him in the playoffs and Larry Bird told you about it.
Yes.
He would tell you about it all game long.
Best trash talker there is.
Yeah. Yes. You were tired of hearing that
mouth. Yeah, Dr. J.
So you punched him
in the best one in the NFL was when he talks about, when James Worthy talks about Larry. Because James hates Larry. Because Larry would give him the business.
Yeah.
And, you know, James wasn't the most strong-minded of the Laker group. You know, it was easy to take him out of his
game. Got it.
And Larry would do that a lot. But
Dominique tells great
Dominique
stories
tells
about
great
it.
Stories about it, too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, hey. But they say he's the best trash talk ever.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the main genius of the dog in me, I couldn't take him talking trash to me. I would have to line him up. At a certain point, Larry would have to get lined up.
Well, especially when he was telling you, like, you didn't belong in the league and they're letting you guard me tonight.
Yes.
All right, 35. And then he put it on you, really, over and over again. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys did.
Yeah.
But he still kept getting them, though.
I got to line him up.
Yep.
I got to line Larry
Nothing
up,
wrong
man.
With it.
I got to line Larry up.
That's what Moses and Dr. J did.
They jumped Larry Bird.
They had to.
They jumped Larry Bird.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The franchise tag is usable now?
Yes.
So teams are going to start using it. I was reading a list of guys that are most likely to get franchised. Feels like T. Higgins is pretty in line for that. I know they just franchised him last year. That would give him like a little $5 million bump. He'd be about $26 million. They're trying to keep that crew together. It's going to be expensive to do so.
Window opens at 4, Abe said.
4, okay.
Okay. I think because you look at how, and we've talked about this, how the Bengals contract structure, it's just whack now.
Yep.
They give the quarterback, they give him 2 guaranteed years. Everybody else give him 1. They give him 1. And so when you're talking about Jamar Chase is not – No, you got to break rules for this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you need to have new rules for your organization. Yeah,
exactly.
In
and I look at it from a standpoint, if I'm T. Higgins, I want my long-term deal. But, no, I'm not going to say that because all players hate the franchise.
Yeah, and they should hate it.
They should hate
Especially
it.
Especially great then, players like
and,
those
and
guys.
And then you look like where they're going to go with him. But if you're giving Jamar 37?
He's going to get somewhere between $36 and $40 million.
Yeah, okay. Then what do you give T.?
Franchise 30? Tag.
No, it's a man. If you're
right.
Like
on the open market.
Most teams can't function with two $30 million receivers and a high-end quarterback. And then you got Trey Hendrickson.
Right. And here's the thing about it is you want all those guys. But you had all those guys last year. You missed the playoffs.
Exactly.
So you start allocating all of your money just to 5 people.
Yeah.
They've got holes.
They got holes everywhere.
Everywhere.
They got holes everywhere.
And that's what happens is you start paying the top-end guys. You can't win without top-end guys. Rent starts coming due on these draft picks that you've made.
Mm-hmm.
You have other holes because you haven't replenished the draft stock.
If you're, and again, because he led the league in sacks, he's one of the best pass rushing football trainers. I'm like, damn, still 2 years ago, Falcons find a way to get him. But would you franchise and trade him? Or something like, you know what I mean?
You might have to trade.
You got to get something. For Trace, who could have a player?
You can't have all 4 of those guys.
You can't.
At high dollar contracts and miss the playoffs.
So I'm asking you, what would you rather have? The pass rusher or the number 2 receiver? A really good number 2 receiver.
Pass rusher. I'd rather have Trey Hendrickson.
So sign a trade with T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Or like the Washington.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But then you're just getting draft picks, right?
But that's fine. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll take that.
But they got to do better in the draft,
You'd rather do that than have somebody walk out.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at – Trey Henderson is a top flight pass rusher. Mm-hmm. They're growing trees. Now, he was the top flight pass rusher. Your defense was still ass last year.
I know. That's true.
Yeah. So
the only reason you were alive in week 18 was because your offense was so prolific.
Yes.
But yeah, and it's a tough spot. And that's what happens.
Can I ask a GM question here? Can you franchise tag T. Higgins, and then if you come to an extension, are you able to then also tag after that?
Oh, yes. You can?
Yes.
So now, there's a deadline on tags.
There's
though.
A deadline on
tags.
Yeah,
the window closes.
But what you're saying is, okay, so you franchise T. Higgins. Well, you got to do it now. And right. then you work out an extension for him, then he's off the
can
tag.
Can you then franchise Hendrickson?
Right, before the window closes?
Before the window closes,
then you put the – you shouldn't be allowed.
You should not be allowed
You
to
should
do
only
that.
Be allowed and, to and, give and, it to and, one guy.
I'm not 100% sure, but yeah. I think you can.
Yeah, they should negotiate that out. I remember Drew Brees had to go to arbitration years ago because he had been on the franchise tag multiple years in a row, but then he was on the Saints. He was on a different team, and they tried. They're like, "No, you can't. The guy can't be on the franchise tag 3 years in a row, whether it's spread between different teams."
Yeah,
that was a win. That was a rare win for players on the franchise tag negotiating.
Right. Yeah, but I think that but where they are, you look at Cincinnati. I mean, it's just how they do business. They've all, but that's what I'm saying. They've always. Yeah. This ain't nothing new. These new contracts. Come on, Carson Palmer said, "I retire."
He quit.
I don't want to be here.
And he literally sat out until he got traded.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Again, if you can't afford to own the team, then maybe you should sell it.
Dude, they start slow too often. They need to get this done.
Yeah. Get it done.
Get it done.
But this is what they do because they're not a good organization.
Yeah,
because what is it? Their owners are broke or what? Not broke, but like in the conventional sense of the NFL world.
He's one of them dudes, man. He believes that player salary is going to go down.
Okay.
You can't tell me he don't believe that.
Yeah.
He believes that player salary is going to go down.
So he's just fighting the tide.
That's all he's doing.
He's out there with a mop trying to scoop up the ocean. Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
Probably not going to work out for them. Yeah. It's probably going to continue. Here's the thing, though. As long as you have Joe Burrow, you're still relevant. You're still, and I don't know if your window's open per se because you've missed the playoffs with him. But as long as you have Joe Burrow, you got a chance.
Yeah,
and he's one of the best
good.
Quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's that good.
Lawrence not going to Pittsburgh.
Officially. Ask him that.
Well, it was a rumor. It was reported last week by multiple insiders that the Steelers had called.
Oh, about him?
Yeah.
Really? I would have.
Yeah.
New head coach.
A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. But new head coach, he's still young. He still, to me, I think Trevor Lawrence still has runway to go. I do.
Okay, he better.
I do.
He better.
I do, dog.
Otherwise, that's going to be one of the worst contracts in NFL history.
Yeah.
Here's Trevor Lawrence talking about it.
I didn't really see anything. My agent texted me and was like, and then, of course, I saw it after. He texted me and said, hey, this is a report that's out there. I don't think there's anything to it, but I'll check into it. So I saw it, and it's funny, though. When he sent it to me, I was like, you know, I wouldn't say your heart drops, but you're kind of like, like you think. And then I'm like, thinking about like, well, I can't even get. I have a no trade clause in my contract. So I can't.
Oh, really?
I would know about it if I was getting traded or if that was something that was going to happen. You know, I'd have to be on board with it. So, which I'm not. I'm happy here in Jacksonville. I plan on.
Good
you know,
him.
We want to win a Super Bowl here, and you know, I think we can do that.
It's always funny when you hear those reports. I remember it was a report once. Like it was a trade deadline, veterans that could be possibly traded trade deadline, and my name came up, so I called Drew
on TV.
Yeah, I was like Drew. He's like, don't worry about that. It's a rumor because of your cap number. Y'all stink,
right?
And some team wanted to trade for you or something like that.
So that was just kind of people connecting the dots.
Yeah, connecting the dots. That's
that
all
might
that
be
was.
What this
that's
is
all that
too.
Was.
Like you just said,
yeah,
new coach.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh needs one. Franchise is bad.
Yes,
team's bad. Maybe you could make it work. I just think. It's hard to trade a guy with a $275 million contract coming due.
Yes.
But if he said the right thing because that's what you say. He was probably on a radio station or a podcast related to the Jaguars. I'd like to go there. I'd rather be a Pittsburgh Steeler than a Jacksonville Jaguar.
I would.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's the nicest city in Jacksonville.
I had a good time in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I had a good time in Duval. I'm not going to put that on Duval. Duval's I can't lie, man. Jacksonville's
people don't say much about Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I don't hear much about it.
Yeah, I mean, ever since the Fox and closed down, it ain't the same.
Well, that's
I'm sure they got another Fox somewhere around there, but it ain't the original Fox.
Yeah, in terms of Florida cities, you hear a lot about.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what you hear.
That's what you hear right there.
You hear a lot about Miami.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of like you know South Florida places.
Yeah, like Jacksonville's like
people talk about Florida man.
Yeah, people talk about Daytona.
Daytona, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they had a race over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Did the Bush guy win?
No.
Oh, he didn't win.
Okay. It was a big wreck.
Yeah, no, I saw it was delayed. I thought the thing was, because I was watching, it was on one of the TVs where I was sitting at a little sports bar having something to eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, is the race on?
Kind of all the best guys wrecked. Like that? And so, then William Byron won it.
Okay.
Congrats to him.
Way to go, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know him?
Big fan.
Okay, big fan. No, I wanted the Bush guy, because I saw they showed him, and he had the whole dress. Like, hey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The tow racetrack was Bush Light.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah,
to
man. I got to throw my support somewhere.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
Chase is my favorite guy. That's the guy for him, right?
Yeah.
He's my favorite racer.
Yep. Chase Elliott.
Yeah, he's Dawsonville, right?
Dawsonville's own.
Yeah, man. He's my favorite.
Son of Bill Elliott. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. Shout out to Dawsonville. Love Dawsonville.
And dad. And old dad.
Old dad. Shout out to old dads.
All day.
Palmer crew.
Who?
Great Wings. The Palmers.
Oh.
That's the family.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
They know. I mean, y'all are buddies. You know, you leave me out of those kind of things.
I mean.
Y'all golfing and everything.
They came down here and met us at the same time.
I met them and everything, but you do stuff extra with them.
You could have golfed with us every time.
You never say to them, hey, Randy would like this.
Hey, guys, Randy would like this. Next time we golf. I haven't golfed with those guys in 3 years, by the way, because I haven't played golf really in 3 years. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a couple different Falcons topics after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do
you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.